Hi, I'm Denise, and I am a compulsive overeater. And I'm grateful to be here with all of you, celebrating my 60 days of abstinence. And I guess I'll start with how I found my way to OA. Like so many people in the rooms, I had a weight problem from the time I was in my teens. I remember being taken to my first pay and weigh program by my mother when I was still in high school. And I remember how much I dreaded them. And after that point, once I didn't live at home, I remember doing every diet, whether it was somewhat nutritionally sound or a complete fad, and like no one could have possibly lived on it. I had a best friend who was also overweight, and the two of us kind of did this together. And funny thing, we weren't really getting any thinner. We even went so far as to go to a doctor who was basically a drug dealer. The first time I saw him pull out the like ginormous jar of amphetamines right from his desk drawer and like handwrite a label that he stuck on a bottle. He didn't take insurance. It was like a cash business where this doctor gave you enough amphetamines to keep a horse awake for the week, and then you had to bring your empty bottle back the next week. He weighed you and basically yelled at you if you hadn't lost weight, and then gave you your amphetamines for the next week. I did that to myself for quite a while. Yes, that will get you down to your goal weight, but not feeling well and not sleeping. All of the diets, all of the diets I did. And eventually I found myself at my high weight of 255 pounds, which for someone who's 5'7" is way too heavy, about 100 pounds too heavy. And at 51 years old, I had weight loss surgery. It was an effective tool, which my surgeon was very careful to let me know that it was a tool and nothing more. That if you're not someone who is serious about changing what makes you eat, that it was only a matter of time till you would regain anything you lost. That helped me to lose 100 pounds. And for 4 years, I had no problem keeping it off. And then all of a sudden, I was 5 pounds heavier. Went back to diet mode, got back down. Then I was maybe 7 pounds heavier. And then after a few months, it was like, Denise, you're yo-yo dieting. Like, it's been a long time, so you didn't recognize it immediately, but now you know what you're doing. You're yo-yo dieting again. And as it approached 15 pounds, that's when I just, like, in my brain freaked out because I had worked too hard to get to and maintain a healthy weight. And I know the statistics on weight loss surgery. And so many people gain the weight back. And I was not going to be one of those people. And I remembered hearing probably 20 years ago about OA. And at the time, I remember hearing about the gray sheet and that it didn't seem like something that suited me. So I kind of never looked into it again. And, but here I was, terrified that I was going to gain back the weight that I had lost. And so I went to my first OA meeting. And that was August 18th of this year. I met with four lovely women, and it was almost an hour from my house because I live in a very rural area, and they only met once a week. So there weren't going to be many meetings available unless I wanted to do a whole lot of driving. And I can't do a whole lot of driving because of vision issues. So my son has to drive me places. And I'm also I'm not a hugger. I expected to hold hands and say the serenity prayer, but when everybody was like, "Hey, come on in there for that hug," I was like on the inside like, "Oh no." Until I know you really well, I'm just not a big hugger. And but I also am not someone to hurt someone's feelings. So yes, I endured the hugging. But I knew that that was not going to be my group. And so I was so happy to find OA.org and find that there were meetings all the time, every day. And that is how I found my people and realized that they were my people because they understood me when I talked about food. And when they talked about food, I knew what they were talking about. It was like, my other friends don't get this. They don't. The ones who've never struggled with their weight, or oh, they have no problem. I remember like the big joke with my father had been if he gave up ice cream for 2 weeks, he would drop 10 pounds. That was that. Sorry, I just mentioned a food. But he didn't have an issue with food. And like to me, it was like miraculous that someone could just do that. So coming to meetings and realizing that these people get me. And at first I was kind of skeptical of the whole let us love you till you love yourself thing. Maybe blame it on the New Yorker thing. But, as I know someone who has v recently visited us and is an honorary New Yorker, she knows that some of us, can be a little bit skeptical. And I was like, yeah, they love me. Like, I'm a mess. They love me, right? And I very quickly realized that it was true. And I was amazed. I was blown away by the acceptance and people from all different backgrounds and faiths and lack of faiths. And it didn't matter. None of it mattered. What mattered was that we all got each other. And I was hooked. I knew I had found my people. And while I was busy working on my emotional stuff and getting my spiritual house in order, the strangest thing happened. The weight came off. Without even really thinking about it, I got back to my goal weight and I remain there. And I can't say enough about how important it is to me to get to at least a meeting a day. It's my medicine, just like medicine I take for anything else. I wouldn't miss it. And I now know that I can't just think of weight as a physical thing because I'm not someone who can just think I can diet it off if I gain weight. I can't. I need to be here amongst other people who get me, and hopefully soon I'll be in a position to be a sponsor myself. Working towards that. But until that time happens, I am so grateful to the people in these meetings, whether they share, whether they sit and listen, just by being there, you are helping other people. And of course, thank you to the people who do service. I will keep coming back because of all of you. And with that, I will say thank you, and I am done.